भारत में मानवाधिकारों की स्थिति पर चिंता जताते हुए कई अंतर्राष्ट्रीय मानवाधिकार कार्यकर्ताओं ने ऑस्ट्रेलिया की सरकार से अनुरोध किया है कि इस संबंध में समुचित कदम उठाए जाएं। न्यू साउथ वेल्स की संसद के भीतर ग्रीन्स पार्टी और द ह्यूमनिज्म प्रोजेक्ट द्वारा आयोजित एक गोलमेज कॉन्फ्रेंस में भारत में मानवाधिकारों के मुद्दे पर चर्चा हुई। इसमें दुनिया भर के कई जाने माने कार्यकर्ताओं और वक्ताओं ने अपनी बात रखी। भारत के वरिष्ठ वकील डॉक्टर कॉलिन गोंसाल्विस ने कहा कि भारत अब गांधी का देश नहीं रह गया है।
Well, India is no longer the land of Gandhi. We have forgotten Gandhi a long time ago. It's not a land of non-violence. It's not a land of peace. In fact, India could well claim to be a country which has some of the most highest levels of violence in the world. Highest levels of violence and discrimination and terrorism of people by the state. With the state as terrorists rather than individuals as terrorists.
Dr. Gonsalves ne Kashmir mein dhara 370 hatane, Bharat ke nagrikta kanun mein sanshodhan ke zariye gair muslim videshiyon ko hi Bharat ki nagrikta dene aur rashtriya nagrikta register ke zariye kathit avaidh sharanarthiyon ko desh vihin kar dene jaise mudde uthaye.
Moving to the issue of Muslims and the atrocities on Muslims, the attacks on minorities. We start with Assam, where 500,000 Muslims have been identified as foreigners. They may have come four decades ago, three decades ago. Any other country would have regularized them and made them citizens of their country. So we are talking about an illegal migration that took place in the 70s and 80s. 500,000 of them have been identified. Incarceration centers have been built. And the government is seriously planning, despite the outcry in the country, the government is seriously planning to build more incarceration centers to keep them until deportation. But deportation is impossible because Bangladesh does not admit that they are citizens of Bangladesh. And therefore, what India has effectively done is to create 500,000 stateless people in the country. In contravention to all the international conventions on statelessness and so on.
अमेरिका से शामिल हुई शोधार्थी मुस्कान वर्मा ने कहा कि भारत सरकार का व्यवहार एक कल्ट जैसा है और उन्हीं तकनीकों के जरिए लोगों को धार्मिक राष्ट्रवादी उन्माद की ओर धकेला जा रहा है।
I have been looking at how especially this government is using a whole lot of cult-like techniques to get so many people to rally behind them and then really making religious nationalism into a cult and how politics has really changed in this current time period.
Bharat ke jane mane manavadhikar karyakarta professor Ram Punyani ne kaha ki dhruvikaran ke zariye desh ke dharmik alpsankhyakon ko nishana banaya ja raha hai.
And these identity related issues create a mass hysteria, and already a hate has been created against religious minorities because of which polarization in the society is going up and up. And in these situations, any criticism of the government is labeled as being anti-national. So those people who were never a part of the India's freedom movement or making of Indian constitution or making of Indian values, now they are trying to claim the sole monopoly on the type of nationalism, which I will say Hindu nationalism.
हालांकि कॉन्फ्रेंस में कुछ लोग ऐसे भी थे जो इन सभी बातों से असहमत थे। सिडनी के देवेंद्र जैन ने इन सभी बातों को बेबुनियाद दावे बताया।
Some of them have been given access to US by the US embassy, but they refuse to go and they say that they're happy in India. Number two, Shaheen Bagh. Shaheen Bagh was not a democratic protest. It was a protest paid for. Everybody attending that protest was paid 500 rupees and biryani meal to attend that protest. This is all on record. David, you can go and check it.
लेकिन अन्य वक्ताओं ने कई उदाहरण देकर अपनी बात रखी, जैसे कि अमेरिका में वैज्ञानिक सुनीति संघवी ने कहा कि भारत की सरकार लोगों की सुरक्षा में नाकाम रही है।
The Modi government has left no doubts about its inability to care after the arbitrary clampdown in Kashmir, the vicious Northeast Delhi pogrom, the callous abandonment of the nation's poor during its coronavirus lockdown, and the unabated intimidation, harassment, and prosecution of everyone it considers undesirable, mainly Muslims, Dalits, and dissidents.
इस बातचीत के दौरान भारत में अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समाज सेवी संस्थाओं के खिलाफ हो रही कड़ी कार्रवाई का मुद्दा भी उठा। हाल ही में एमनेस्टी इंटरनेशनल द्वारा भारत में अपना कामकाज बंद कर देने का जिक्र करते हुए संस्था के जोएल क्लार्क ने कहा कि उन्होंने ऑस्ट्रेलिया की विदेश मंत्री से ये मुद्दा भारत के साथ उठाने की अपील की है।
In September, Amnesty International India came to know that all its bank accounts were completely frozen by the Enforcement Directorate. Our directors and management were interrogated, and most of the work has now come to a grinding halt. This isn't the first time Amnesty International India has been targeted by the government. They've been subject to similar freezings, office raids, and interviews in recent years. This time, however, it is clearly a punishment for the reports that they produced, and the reaction of the authorities has been much harsher. We have called on Foreign Minister Payne and High Commissioner O'Farrell to raise this with their counterparts. We are yet to have a response from the office.
Dr. Gonsalves ne bhi Bharat ke manwadhikar vishayon par Australia ki chuppi par sawal uthaye. Unhone kaha,
Australia has been very quiet for a long time. I don't know why that is, but I think if you were to talk to people in Australia and influence public opinion, Australia could possibly take a more active stand on human rights.
Greens Senator Janet Rice ने ऑस्ट्रेलिया की सरकार से मांग की कि अंतर्राष्ट्रीय मंचों पर मानवाधिकारों की बात करते हुए भारत का मुद्दा भी उठाया जाए।
I mean, we think that the Australian government can and it must take urgent action to support human rights in India and in other countries, and through international forums in the United Nations, such as the Human Rights Council, the Australian government must be willing to really strongly advocate on behalf of people in countries with poor rights records, and to give honest and open statements about what the situation is on the ground. And the Australian government should support UN-backed investigations into human rights abuses. And whenever we provide assistance in any country, we need to ensure that foreign security, peace and military units that receive Australian support are subject to a full vetting process to make sure that we are not funding units that are associated with human rights abuses.